You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Yes, you gotta go. The whole song is just about finding your way and just knowing that you gotta go. And I have to tell you, earlier today, you know, we record the show on Sundays usually. Earlier today, we had the very first Breathe and Bounce experience. It was known as The Arrival at the Bartlett Log Cabin in Bartlett, Illinois. We had a few souls show up for that. And I have to tell you, it was amazing. You know, we're going to talk about a few other things. I mean, one of the big things is today is the last day I'm going to be 47. And isn't it ironic that we're recording episode 47 today? And, you know, this drops on Monday, so Monday's my birthday. So if you hear my show, feel free to wish me a happy birthday if you want. But I did want to talk a lot about the event today. It was just amazing. And it's just, when you get a group of people together and you start talking about things, you talk about, you know, some topics, and some people, they don't want to go too deep. Some people will. And when you get people to discuss things, so The Arrival, that was the theme. That was what it was called. Breathe and Bounce Experience 1, The Arrival. You know, we have episodes, and the episodes are what goes on, you know, on the radio. And the experience is what's live. And we're going to have other things. We're going to have workshops. We're going to have presentations. We're going to have all this other stuff coming up. But, you know, this is a work in progress. You know, we are almost at our one-year anniversary, which is going to be coming right around the corner here. And we'll probably look back and we'll find some of the best moments, some of the interviews and some of the moments that I really loved during the show. So today, let's talk about today. Today was just amazing because, oh boy, just to be in that position where you are the lead and you are responsible for the feelings of people. And, you know, we had Preston Click on the show, you know, a couple weeks ago, and he's talking about his event that's going to be taking place this Saturday at high noon over at the Rose Hill Cemetery. It's called Between Two Worlds. So if you want to see something crazy, something massive, something that's really going to be deep and is really going to probably take its hand and reach inside and touch your heart, that might be the thing for you. I know I'm going to be going. It's at the Rose Hill Cemetery, which is very close to, I think it's pretty close to, it's 5800 North Ravenswood. I was trying to think of the intersection, but we don't have to go there right now. Anyway, he told me that once you do this, you have to understand you have a responsibility to everyone in that room, and you need to take it seriously, and I did. I did take it seriously. I really wanted to get to the nitty-gritty of what it means to arrive somewhere. And what we talked about was, you know, when you walk through the door of a situation, whether it be your family, whether it be a new job, maybe it's school, maybe it's you're going on a first date, things of that nature, we kind of dissected the feelings of how you feel when you go into those situations. I gave them some journal prompts. We had some journaling done. We did some meditation. And all in all, I thought I really enjoyed the meditation part. I especially loved how we just went right into the meditation when we walked in the door. And that was a suggestion from another yoga teacher who I consider a friend, Mary Gustafson. So thank you for that. And, you know, I don't want to talk too much about it because I'm probably going to do that at every one of my experiences moving forward. And I don't want to give that away, but people that start coming are going to know that's the drill and that's how it goes. So that's fine. You know, it was a 4-hour event today. It was pretty short, but it was a good starting point for me because I've never done anything like this before. And on a personal level, I will tell you, I never thought in a million years that I would lead something this powerful, that I would lead something with this much feeling, and that I would, you know, be able to do this. And like I said, we're eventually gonna talk about, you know, the whole birthday thing in a little bit. But we're not going to right now, because this is fresh in my mind, and I really want to, you know, discuss this. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this, and I'm also playing some of the music that we played during the experience, during the arrival, and maybe that might give you a picture of what was going on there and things that you can expect in the future. Gravity of love definitely was felt today at Breathe and Bounce Experience 1, the arrival. Once again, it was a great, great experience. I wanted to just thank everyone for coming out, everyone who gave up their time to be there, and I hope everyone got something out of it. I also want to give a special thanks to Andre Peraza, who was our sound practitioner there. He did a heck of a job. It was the sound bath that we received. It was like vibrating. I mean, I felt like my body was vibrating. And some of the people that attended said the same thing as well. They said that it was a very, very, just kind of a surreal experience for them. I mean, one person that was there experienced it before, the others did not. So this was something new for them. And of course, they're all psyched up to come to the next one. And we will announce here on Breathe and Bounce when the next one is. I am working on the details already. I will probably get a venue booked by the end of this week. And it should be late June, I'm thinking. Possibly early July. But I want to get it on the calendar right away. I would like to get my practitioners in check. We also did a yoga practice, and it was the first time that I taught a flow live. And I didn't do too bad. I think the flow I came up was pretty good, but the cueing was a little rocky. But, you know, we also were working with some people there who haven't practiced yoga before. So I had to work around that. And, you know, that's the thing about yoga. There is no right. There is no wrong. You do the best you can. You follow the flow as good as you can. When I told everyone to go on their own, everyone kind of was like, oh, really? So I walked them through it again. And then I just let them flow on their own for a while. And I thought it went just tremendous. A lot of people shared some great stuff. The feedback we got at the end was absolutely great. And like I said, I just thought it was a great experience. I am proud of putting this all together. And it's gonna happen again. There will be an experience too, for sure. So that is going to be coming around. And, you know, I'm just going to continue to give you guys a little taste of some of the music that we played today.
Thank you.
I'm getting chills thinking about this song. We went through the Sun B during this song by Odessa, A Moment Apart. And the Sun B, if you don't know anything about yoga, the Sun B is kind of the second part of the warm-up, so to speak. And it's kind of, it gets a little intense depending on who's teaching it. I can tell you, as the one who taught it, that we went to chair and we did a twist on each side, forward fold, halfway lift, and then forward fold, and then hop, step, or float your feet to the back of the mat, bind chaturanga dandasana. And then when they came up, I had them come up to a crescent lunge on the inhale. On an exhale, they went to thunderbolt. And then their inhale was a one-legged tenasana. And their exhale was a standing pigeon. And then the inhale went back up to one-legged tenasana. And then on the exhale, they can step their feet back and flow. That was my Sun B, which I thought was pretty challenging, but I also thought it was good. Cueing it was not an issue. It was the Sun C that I got tripped up on. But that's okay. You know, we don't go backwards in this life. We go forwards. And going forwards, it gets easier to go forwards every day. When you see the things that you can accomplish, when you see what you're capable of, things get easier. Things get much easier, and you can do anything. Everything, well, not everything becomes so easy, but it sure gets easier. So we had, once again, if you're just joining us, we had an event yesterday, because this airs on Monday. So today we had the event. I'm recording it now. And it was Breathe and Bounce Experience 1, the arrival. Plans are already underway for Experience 2. So if you want to get involved and if you want to be part of Experience 2, then get on over to breatheandbounce.com. That's breathe the word and the letter, bounce the word, .com. And you can join us for Experience 2. Experience 2, the plan is late June. And we have something special planned for this. It is going to be, it's going to be, hopefully, I'll just say, maybe the weather will, the weather will be nice to us. It sure was today, but we were indoors the whole time. But when we went outside, the sun shined a little bit brighter. We just felt a little bit more warm and fuzzier. And that is the point. That is the point for the experience. We want you to feel something in the experience. Whether you feel something during the meditation, whether you feel something during the yoga practice, or one of the other special things that we offer. Today it was the sound healing. And every person that was there said they felt that sound healing. And once again, that is a testament to the talent and to the heart and soul of Andre Peraza, who really just did a phenomenal job with that today. I was really blessed to have met him. I actually met him at a place called Sacred Ground in Arlington Heights. They sell crystals and they have events there. They also host, we've talked a lot about the Awake Oneness Tribe here on Breathe and Bounce. They host potlucks there in Arlington Heights as well. So if you're in that area, you might want to stop by and check them out. You can obviously get all that information on the Awake Oneness Tribe website or just follow them on Facebook. Well, they come on the show. People from the tribe come on the show quite frequently. And it is a beautiful organization. So, like I said, today's my last day being 47. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to recap the last year. And shortly after the time I turned 47, Breathe and Bounce was born. So I'm going to reflect about that and a few other things. So don't go anywhere. Also, as a reminder, if you are looking for someone to teach yoga to your group, I'm available. I can do that. I am also interviewing for possibilities out there. So I am obviously going to be taking my practice and my teaching out there. I am trying to adapt with the way people do yoga, because I like to do yoga a certain way. Everyone likes to do yoga a certain way, but there is no way, wrong way to practice. That's the beauty of it. Everyone can benefit from it. Yoga is for everybody. So if that's something that you're interested in and you want some questions or you need some help, I can probably answer them. Or I can point you in the right direction of a studio that might be good for you or anything like that. Lord knows I've visited quite a few of them. We got more coming up here on Breathe and Bounce.
Today is a great day to begin again. This is Breathe and Bounce.
Thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind, I designed this rhyme to remind myself of a time when I, in spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me. I'm surprised it got so, things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I
tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, we all do try hard, don't we? And in the end, it doesn't really matter. Is that true? I'm not sure. I think it does matter sometimes. I think when you put together a nice piece of work and it affects people, I think it does matter. I think when you make a point to say or do something, it totally matters. And, you know, it's a gift, affecting people. Because the world is full of goodness. And sometimes, you know, it's easy to forget that. There's so much beauty in the world. And a lot of that beauty resides in yourself. It resides in your heart. It resides in your actions. It resides in what you put your focus on. It resides in what you put your energy in. And that is the thing. That was one of the most beautiful things about today, is the energy. The energy that everyone had in that room, it was positive. And we talked about some dark things here and there, but we didn't lose the energy. So it was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful experience. Another thing that's beautiful is, well, I'm getting older. Unfortunately, there's two things that happen in life you cannot stop. You cannot stop getting old, and you cannot stop death. Those are the two things in life you cannot stop. They're going to happen, whether you like it or not. Everything else that you have control over, that's fun. And the things that, you know, one of the things that I've learned in the last year, since this is my last day being 47, I just learned the truth of the matter is I shortchanged myself creatively for a very, very long time. And I lost a part of myself in the last few years. I had my mental breakdown in 2016, but even before that, I lost it. I think I lost it a long time ago. And around 2016, I was here at the station, and I was doing a morning show, and I thought it was fun, but it wasn't really me. It wasn't me being me. I put together an EDM dance show, which was great. Creatively, it was really satisfying. I didn't even know I had the chops to put together mixes like I did. And I mean, I didn't do turntables. I just did a lot of pasting, editing, cutting, and finding spots where I could insert things. And I got good at it. And it was fun. But it was not creatively, it was not completely satisfying, because I'm taking other people's work and I'm doing it and I'm not putting my own stamp on it, you know? And when I turned 47, I made a vow to get myself certified to teach yoga. I had a talk with my teacher, Jen, and I expressed to her my concerns. And she reassured my concerns, talking about her own journey to a point. And it inspired me to want to get in there. And I remember it was shortly after we had that conversation, I started Breathe and Bounce. And I said that Breathe and Bounce was going to start as a radio show, but it was going to turn into something else down the line. And about almost a year later, we have done the first experience. It's starting to morph into something else going down the line. And the thing is, I always say that Breathe and Bounce is symbolic, because when you breathe in the good stuff, you bounce out the bad stuff. That's kind of the whole logic behind the name. And breath is so important in yoga. And it's so important in life, because if you stop breathing, you stop living, Jack. That's just the way it is. I just, you know, I'm just kind of overwhelmed thinking about all this, that this past year I created this and I got myself back in radio and I'm really showing myself to you. This isn't some fake persona that you hear on the radio. This is the real me. This is who I am. Now, yeah, you probably aren't going to see the bad stuff. You're not going to see like the mental health issues. You're not going to see the depression. You're not going to see the borderline episodes, all the crap that I fight through on a daily basis. You're not going to see all that here on this show, because I'm trying to keep it, you know, light. When I first started Breathe and Bounce, when I first wanted to do it, it was going to be a show about mental health. Exclusively mental health. I was going to discuss borderline and I was going to discuss bipolar, because I do have borderline. I have ADHD and I also suffer from severe depression. But I was diagnosed with bipolar in the beginning. And after everything I went through and all the treatments I went through, we found out that wasn't right. And I ended up losing practically a year of my life in it. I lost the faith and trust of many people because of how I behaved. And part of the reason why I behaved how I behaved is because I didn't have any inhibition. I didn't have any conscious thought. I was kind of like working without my spinal cord going to the rest of my body. I was just on pure raw emotion all the time. So like if someone said the wrong thing to me, I'd snap. I would say really mean things. I would be downright crazy. And the problem is I don't remember half of it. It's stories that people have told me. And it's just, it spreads out from my personal life with, you know, in my marriage. And it went into my occupation, into my job, and just a lot of things. So I wanted to talk about that. And I wanted to bring mental health awareness. And then I thought my mental health show, after producing a few episodes of it, how heavy it got, how dark it got, how I really opened people up to the world of borderline personality disorder, I thought it was a little triggering, maybe a little scary. And I decided to just shelve the show, just shelve it for a while. And then I got the idea in June to create Breathe and Bounce as, as a yoga show, where we would talk more about the yoga. We would focus on the good parts of mental health, trying to help you pick up, give you some problem-solving strategies, and most importantly, I wanted to be someone that you could relate to. I wanted to tell you my story, and I mean, those parts of my story I haven't even shared. But I've told you guys, like, a lot of the stuff. And that's why I started this brand. And as my mom died when she was 47, and I am a couple hours away from turning 48. And one of my biggest fears was I wasn't going to make it to 47. And when I did turn 47, I thought I was going to die like my mom. And I know that sounds really unreasonable and kind of maybe silly, but it was like a real fear of mine for a while. So anyway, back to the good stuff. So in June of last year, I started Breathe and Bounce. We got on Huntley Community Radio. We got on Round Lake Radio. We eventually got ourselves on Spotify. Still working on getting on Apple, the Apple Podcast. We're on Amazon. So you can find the show basically really easily. Obviously, just go to the website. I built the website. It took me about maybe 3 days to put together enough content for that website, build all the social media. I'm still a little challenged with social media, so I'm always looking for someone to help me with the TikToks and the Instagrams and all that stuff. Doing my best with it. And then my first guest on the first episode happens to be a huge mentor of mine, someone I look up to, someone who I really, you know, look to advice. Someone who I actually sent a text to today before I started the experience, and that was Jody Shimaburkro. And the fact that she agreed to be my first guest on the show, it just made my heart so warm. It was such an honor to have her. And to make matters even better, the first song that I ever played on Breathe and Bounce, the first song that kicked off the show when we started the show, was by a guy named Chris Malinchak. Chris Malinchak does a show on SiriusXM Chill called The Malinchak Show, and it's absolutely amazing. And the guy just has great songs. He's got a just great ear. And I mentioned on Twitter that the show started, and this was the first song, and he actually liked the tweet. And that was, like, amazing. So, the beginning of Breathe and Bounce, as this was the first song that we played. And it is such a beautiful song. And I hope you enjoy it.
Reality.
Yeah, every time I hear that song, I get goosebumps. I just love that song, and that was a beautiful way to start off this wonderful show, this wonderful time that we get to spend together every Mondays is when it drops. So whenever you have the time to allow me into your life, I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me, and thank you. And I hope that we get to see you at an experience sometime in the future. As I continue to reflect back on being 47, I remember I started YTT training in August. And I remember I was late to the first class because I thought it started at a different time and I screwed it up. And that was like embarrassing. But I remember we went in and I got to meet everyone. Some of the people that were there I already knew. Others I didn't. It was just a wonderful experience and I've made some lifelong friends out of it. One of them actually came to the experience today, which really touched my heart deeply. And then I really fought through that and I made it to the end and I graduated and I got my 200 hours. And I've had people saying, you gonna come take your 300 hours with me? I've had a few people tapping me on the shoulder. One other thing I've been grateful for is all the people I've met in this yoga community, all these people in this spiritual community, the light workers, the Reiki masters, the sound practitioners, the breath work practitioners, and of course the yoga teachers, and then all the people that participate, all the people that come. It's really been something. And then, of course, the way I ended this year was not a good way to end. I ended this year in the hospital. And the reason why I did was because I hurt myself. And if you are triggered by suicide, right now is the time you might not want to listen. I have been chasing love for the majority of my life. And I thought I found it. And I don't think I did. Or maybe I screwed it up. I don't know. It's probably more of the latter. But it's because I didn't really know what love was. I grew up in a household where love was control, was anger, was rough, was tough love. You know, you hear that saying, tough love. There's a difference between tough love and then there's a difference between just being a jagoff. And that's what I experienced growing up. And I brought those experiences to my life as I grew up. And for years, you know, I blamed my situation. I blamed other people. I blamed everyone else in the world for my bad behavior. Whether I was yelling, whether I was throwing things across the room, whether I was doing, whether I was angry, whatever. If I attacked anyone physically or verbally, I blamed everyone else in the world. And one of the things that I've learned more than anything since 2024 began is I am responsible for all my behavior. I'm responsible for how I respond to people. I'm responsible on how I put energy out there. And there are days where I just don't feel it, man. There are days when I might go to the gym and I might be so depressed. I may not even want to get out of bed. It takes everything in my power just to get up out of the house and go take care of business. I have those days. And what I do is I fight. I fight through them. When I have all those bad thoughts come in my head, I fight through them as well. And unfortunately, I believe that my behaviors have cost me people recently. And I don't know if these people are going to come back. I don't know what's going to happen. But all I know is I'm going to keep working on being the best man I possibly can be. I want to just be so full of love, so full of great energy. I want to be able to, when a situation comes up, I want to be able to not react. I'd rather respond or do nothing. There's a story out there about these two arrows. And it's funny because Jody was telling this in one of her classes. She talked about this guy shot an arrow at this man. And the arrow hit him. And the arrow is going to hit you no matter what you do. That arrow can be a death in the family. It could be a huge expense. It could be the loss of a friend. Maybe you found out that your significant other has not been being faithful or they want to leave you. Maybe something happened with your kids. They got in trouble. That's the first arrow. That first arrow is unavoidable. That second arrow, you know it's coming. Are you going to let the arrow hit you or are you going to move the F out of the way? I'm learning how to move that out of the way. I'm learning how to dodge that arrow. I'm learning how to not allow that arrow to hit me. And I'm practicing it every day. And every day I feel there's a shift and there's a change in who I am and in my personality and in my whole makeup, my whole physical being, my spiritual being. I feel it. It is wonderful. And I also am feeling it because of the company that I am surrounding myself with. I am finding so many positive people. The problem I get scared of is, am I going to scare them off because of my clinginess? Like if I feel like I disappoint someone, I go after them with both guns barrel. I'll probably like text them 5-10 times trying to get them to talk to me, get them to say something to me, whatever, because I'm so afraid that they're running away. Because I've experienced that so much in my life. I've experienced people taken off from me so much in my life because maybe I was too much for them. Maybe they just had better things to do. And one of those people was my father. He always took off on me. But I still fight. I still yearn for that day. If you listen to this song, you'll know all that really matters. Just listen to the lyrics and you'll feel them. You will feel this song, I guarantee it.
Learning how to live when there's no one around. It's like learning how to feel when the drugs run out. You can see my scars cause I'm wearing them proud. Even with my broken parts, I feel better now. If I could call in the mind and give any advice to my younger self, find something you can hold on to. Find someone who'll be there for you. Cause that's all that really matters in the end. Find somewhere you can come home to. Find someone that'll die for you. We'll be right back.
something you can hold on to. Find someone who'll be there for you. Cause that's all that really matters in the end. Find somewhere you can come home to. Find someone that'll die for you. Cause it's all that really matters in the end. It's love, love, love. Find something you can hold on to. Find someone who'll be there for you. Cause that's all that really matters in the end. Find somewhere you can come home to. Find someone that'll die for you. Cause that's all that really matters in the end. It's love, love.
That's right. It's love, love, love. Because that's all that really matters in the end. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being supportive to me. This 47th year of my life has been an interesting one. I've learned a lot. I've gotten up a lot. I haven't given up. And I came very close at the end of this year to giving up. But I didn't. And I will never. I will never give up on any of you that listen. I will never give up on those two wonderful kids that I have sitting at home right now. I'll never give up on myself ever again because I'm worth it. And I know I'm worth it. And I love you very much for listening. I love you for being part of my life. I love you for being there for me when I felt like there was no one else there. Thank you. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may your breath take you places that your mind cannot. Thank you for listening. Namaste.